best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
A new survey has found the top things the average American needs for a perfect morning. And here at the Morning Shag, we're all about perfection.
Is that right? Is that what we're about?
I don't even strive to be. I just wake up perfect.
Oh, don't. Come on.
So if you need some help, I'm going to give you the top seven things you need to do to have a perfect morning. Because number seven starts with listening to your favorite radio show.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Really?
You don't believe me?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Look at that.
Number seven says listen to your morning shag.
All right. Well, okay. Fair enough.
Number six and five are reading the news and watching the news.
Oh, my.
Just stay with us. We're a lot more fun. And serious.
Right.
Number four was meditation. Like, I know that's all the craze now, is to meditate. But really, are the majority of Americans getting up to meditate to have the perfect morning?
The majority? Probably not.
I think it's just trendy, and people think it's one of those things to be cool of like, what would you need for the perfect morning? Oh, my meditation time.
Yeah.
Like, no one's doing that.
No, some people do.
Number three is exercise. Ugh.
Okay, seriously.
Ugh.
Right.
I know what helps, but ugh. Number two was a good breakfast.
Yes, sure. Great way to start the day.
And the number one thing we need for a perfect morning is coffee.
Coffee.
52% said it's essential to having a good or perfect morning.
Essential, they say.
So the one thing I'm curious, though, is apparently they didn't have sleeping in or skipping work on this list.
No, they wouldn't have that.
That's what would cause a perfect morning, not having to work.
For you, yeah, maybe, but like, yeah, most people.
Most people get up and are excited to go to work?
I didn't necessarily say that, but it's like, that's not necessarily, I think, what this article was trying to do.
I think you're in the minority in that, bud.
I'm not saying that, like, most people really want to get up and go to work as much as, you know, they do, and then this is the perfect morning while also doing everything you have to do.
And where's hunting and fishing on this list?
I mean,
people too busy meditating.
Is that it? That's it, yeah. We figured it out.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
If future historians don't know how to decode multiple layers of sarcasm, the internet's really going to throw them off.
A kidnapping is horrible, but a kid napping is just wonderful.
Okay. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
We got to give a shout out to Brian Thomas because he suggested this conversation piece last week. And if you ever have an idea for the show, send it to me on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, because everyone knows I don't like doing work.
Okay.
And you can do my work for me. I'm all about it. I'll give you a shout out like I did Brian because he sent me a message going, what's the best costume to wear at your office Halloween party? Wrong answers only. Brilliant, Brian. Well done, and we're using it. I said a flasher. Like, you got to be authentic, though. No half-ass bodysuit underneath or anything. Like, if you're going to go, you got to do it. Have the weird, like, Doc Martin boots and nothing but a trench coat.
Yes.
And whammy.
Is that the sound that you would make as you were flashing people? Whammy!
I think so.
Whammy! Wow. All right.
But I think Trevor's was better.
I said to go as a baby. Be a man baby.
A man baby. I think I would rather watch a dude flash me for a second and dance around and run off giggling than see a grown-ass man in a diaper, a bib, and a binky.
Right.
That's messed up.
There's no coming back from it. That's the thing. It's like, that could be an actual Halloween costume because it would be somewhat appropriate, right? It's not like it's not like a flasher. Where you're doing that.
No, you got your bits covered, even though it's in a saggy-ass diaper.
But there's no coming back from it, right? Like, I mean, if there's some sort of a meeting the next day, you're not going to be taken seriously, and you won't be taken seriously until you leave, honestly.
What's the best costume to wear at your office Halloween party? Wrong answers only. 1-800-455-1967. We got a text saying Trevor's naked maid outfit, where he just walks around with a feather duster.
That is one of Shag's many horrible ideas for a side hustle.
It didn't work.
Of a nude cleaning service where he would have me be the nude cleaner.
Hold on. I said I would. I was just going to start it, but all our listeners said they would rather see you nude
and
than
that's
me.
No. That's
you should
not.
Take that as a compliment, man.
I don't.
My feelings are hurt over it.
Okay. 1-800-455-1967. Penis and Beer Robert. I don't know if this is going to be any better. KSMQ.
Wrong answers only. How about a 6-foot penis with a 12-pack of beer?
Okay, yep. Nope. Shut it down. That's...
Because someone else had sent in the idea of just wearing an inflatable penis earlier this morning, and I thought, oh, man, you give that guy a sixer in that, and suddenly you're Penis and Beer Robert. That's a brilliant... Jeez.
No.
Brilliant costume.
Well, right. I mean, for wrong answers only, that very much fits. That very much fits with what we're doing, but...
The number one answer, though, all revolves around your boss. That the wrong costume to ever wear is to dress up as your boss. There's all sorts of interpretations. Some of them are with a knife in the back.
Mm.
Other ones look like they've been beat up in the parking lot. And it also goes all the way down to like the old two-person donkey outfit we're all familiar with.
Yes.
With your boss's name tag on it because he's a jackass.
Right.
Or she's a jackass.
Right, yes. Definitely don't want to do that.
And some of them are just dressed like your boss.
Okay. Or just very simply.
Continue the conversation on our Facebook page. Brian, appreciate the work, brother. What's the best costume to wear at your office Halloween party? Wrong answers only.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A new study says having one drink a day is worse for your health than binge drinking. But does that include binge drinking every day?
Oh, my gosh.
Asking for a friend who may or may not have my same... Okay.
Yep. The sequel to Maleficent grossed $36 million, which, you know, sounds okay. The trick is that was all from Angelina Jolie's kids. She's got a lot.
And finally, Kim Kardashian turns 39 today, but her boobs and butt only turned 3.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
I woke up this morning to everyone on social media losing their bleeping minds over this.
The force will be with you.
Always.
Yeah, get over it already.
Wow, okay, hang on. Jeez. You're not excited in the least bit about the final installment of this Star Wars saga?
Disney has ruined Star Wars. I mean, George Lucas ruined Star Wars in the 90s. But now Disney has really ruined it. They've been so bad. How can anyone be excited for this? But people are. And it's the weird dilemma. We've had this conversation on the show before. I can't tell if I've outgrown it at 41 years old, which I never thought I would, because I had all the toys. All I ever dreamed of as a kid is being not really a Jedi. I really enjoyed...
You wanted to be a Sith.
I enjoyed the dark side better. They had cooler things, cooler weapons, cooler powers. But regardless...
Oh, gosh.
I can't tell if I've just outgrown it, because I know people that are older than I am that are still all in on Star Wars. Or has Disney just ruined it for me? George Lucas kind of ruined it for me in the 90s because I was so excited for 1, 2, and 3. Like, I waited in line for an hour with all the people in costumes. Like, I was jazzed. I couldn't wait. And I left that place so disappointed. Like, I think that was the turning point. Episode 1, I never really got me back.
I can understand that. I really could. I get it. I think the story itself and some of the moments since then have kept people going, perhaps. Or, I mean, there's a whole bunch of younger generation that loves the prequels, which I don't understand, but they do. The thing is because they grew up on it, like we kind of grew up on Star Wars with the original trilogy.
Well, those kids are idiots.
It was okay.
Millennials
could be listening right now. That's okay.
Good.
That's,
you're an idiot.
Okay. Oh, wow. But regardless,
this new one. Man, I don't really care. We got the tube dude back?
The tube dude.
Yeah, the guy that got thrown down the tube by Darth Vader.
The Emperor. Emperor Palpatine.
Palpamine or whatever his name is.
How big of a fan did you say you were?
That's a tube dude. The guy with the little shock fingers.
who was like the main villain next to Darth Vader in the original trilogy, and he's the tube dude?
No one cared about the tube dude. We were
what?
All, us team Darth Vader.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, man, who's this old wrinkled guy that snaps his fingers and has little sparks? Ew, throw him down the tube, dude.
All right, you're losing credibility with Star Wars fans very quickly.
I don't need credibility. It's overrated. The new Star Wars is overrated.
So, but you're still going to see it.
Of course Disney's going to get my money. Of course I'm going to see it. It's still Star Wars.
And I think that's it, right? It's like, for me, yeah, I mean, so the last installment was very disappointing for me. Obviously, the prequels I'm not a big fan of. I liked The Force Awakens. I know you didn't. I liked it. I'm excited for this. Did this trailer get me more excited for it? No.
Yeah, you can see it now at kcmq.com. Let us know what you think. Of course I'm going to see it. It comes out December 20th.
Mickey's going to get that money.
But huh? I'm kind of curious to see how they bring Tube Dude back.
His name is not Tube. Oh, my God.
It's better than Palpamine.
Palpatine. Emperor Palpatine. Forget it.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
The Office was a show where people were pretending to be coworkers, and at the same time, they actually all were coworkers.
So if tomatoes are actually fruits, wouldn't that make ketchup a jam? Put that on your morning biscuit.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Just when you think Hot Tub Brian couldn't get any more disturbing or inappropriate at work, a new product comes along.
Hot Tub Brian being a coworker here at the radio station who is named because he has a hot tub and he constantly invites people into his hot tub.
Mostly me. He invites me a lot. And I don't know if it's just to irritate me or if he really wants me to go in his greasy, bacteria-filled hot tub or not. But that's all he talks about. He's one of those people that owns a hot tub that won't stop talking about it and always inviting you over.
You probably have one at your office, too.
Everyone has a hot tub guy.
Yeah.
Like, they're gross, man. That's a petri dish of your filth, and it doesn't get hot enough to kill any of the bacteria. You don't know chlorine well enough. You're disgusting. I don't want to be in your hot tub. So Brian now brought it to my attention that there's a new product called Testacuzzi.
Testacuzzi.
It's a mini jacuzzi for your testes.
What?
It's just for the berries. Not the twig, just the berries.
So you're just supposed to sit down with this situated accordingly to be able to dunk into? Is that the idea?
Like, for the most part, the website says it's great after a long bike trip, horseback riding, or accidentally getting hit downstairs.
What?
And they're out now just in time for Christmas.
No.
And I was on the website. I had this one time Hot Tub Brian said something to me that I kind of spiked my interest just because of how ridiculous it was.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'll go to testacuzzi.com. Why not? And there's three different versions. You have the Testacuzzi Jet Black Edition, which is on sale, marked down from $99.95
what?
To $39.95.
Still!
You can get the Testacuzzi White Edition, again marked down from $99.95 to $39.95.
That's ridiculous.
Or the limited edition Testacuzzi 14-carat gold plate, which is going for $10,000.
That's ridiculous. That is...
They travel anywhere. They're compact. They're about the size of your hand.
What?
They're about the size of two testes.
But why? What's the point? Just for that one part of your body to be submerged into a jacuzzi?
And it's actually really bad for you. Because if you know anything about human biology, warming up your testicles is terrible. It kills all your sperm.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of people that probably should use this then.
Okay. All right.
I know a few.
That's, all right.
That
that's,
probably should be
okay, all right.
Damaging some
yeah,
of those.
Okay.
But again, Brian, I don't want to get in your hot tub. And for the love of God, don't you dare ask me to share your testacuzzi. Because I know you're buying one, you weirdo.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A team of scientists in Michigan created the world's largest periodic table of elements, for which they received the world's largest wedgie.
No.
Nerd!
That's not okay. Come on. Shakira promises the Super Bowl halftime show will be her best show ever. Unfortunately, the promise did not come from her hips, so it could be a lie.
Ooh, Shakira.
Her hips a lie.
I'd listen to her hips all day.
Everything else might, though.
Burger King is selling a Ghost Whopper for Halloween. They promised you'll hear moaning, wailing, and other ungodly noises all in the bathroom after you
no,
eat it.
Okay, that, no, come on.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
I read a headline that read, Netflix's Eli has left people petrified and seeing demons out of the corner of their eyes.
Oh my.
After reading that, I'm like, oh yes, oh yeah. I know what I'm doing tonight. And I went home. I rushed home. The fiance got home. I was like, we got to watch this movie. People are seeing demons. I want to see demons.
Are we sure there's not just those weird floating things that you kind of see every now and again in your eye?
So it's a Netflix original. And it's about this boy named Eli that apparently is allergic to everything. He's a bubble boy.
Okay.
That's in the hotel room in a bubble. And he's in a hazmat suit going from the hotel room outside to the car because they're traveling to, of course, the super creepy mansion on the hill. Right. But there's a doctor there that promises she's going to fix Eli.
Okay.
So they get there, and soon after treatment starts, Eli starts seeing supernatural beings.
Oh.
He starts seeing ghosts. And then that's where the so-called fun begins of... Is it a dream? Is he really seeing these things? Are the ghosts trying to help? Are the ghosts trying to hurt?
Right.
No one believes poor Eli. The doctor is telling the parents that it's going to get worse. The symptoms are going to get worse. The medication can cause him to hallucinate. And so you're trying to figure out, who do you believe? What's going on? Are the parents involved? Who's this doctor? Seems a bit sketch. Who's this kid? A little bit annoying. That you're trying to wrap it all together. So by the end of it, it's got a really neat twist at the end. I'll
okay.
give it that. That is it good? Is it bad? No. Is it
okay.
great? No.
No.
But it's meh. It's entertaining.
Have you started seeing demons since
you
watched
no.
it? No.
Eh, I should have known better. Anytime people are on the Twitter saying, they're usually wrong.
What are they saying? Got it. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's what I thought.
It's no Marianne. Like, if you're really into horror and you want to be creeped out, you want to be really disturbed, watch Marianne on Netflix.
Okay.
But if you just want a fun horror movie that has a really cool twist and has some interesting visuals that are kind of spooky, then yeah, watch Eli. I'd give it like 3.3 out of 5 Bubble Boys.
Okay.
I mean, it's just an average horror movie.
It's not one you must see right now.
No, you could definitely go to work and then watch it this evening.
Wow. This is like the first time I think I've ever heard you say, no, go to work and watch a movie responsibly in your free time.
Well, it goes to show you that I usually only watch the top tier stuff for the show. And there's certain movies and see, like if you're going to, haven't seen Marianne? Yeah, skip work and watch Marianne.
No,
that's worth missing work.
Go to work.
Eli, you can go to work and just go watch it tonight during dinner.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Using a laptop makes it look like you're doing some work or something important, while being on your phone looks the exact opposite.
A child eating cake in the middle of the night is having the best time ever. An adult eating a cake in the middle of the night is having the worst time ever.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Today is possibly the most holiest of all holy days.
No.
It is one that has been worshipped for a millennial.
This is the first we've heard of this. Come on.
Today is National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day.
You think if this was...
Hallelujah.
You're right.
Hallelujah.
You think if this was a
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That was really nice. That was good. And you want to know how I know this is the first time you're hearing of this? Because if it wasn't, we would have been talking about this every single year this day.
It was the best kept secret.
Oh, was that it?
I was keeping it to myself so I can go around murking the people. that annoy me around the office. And then when I got called into HR, that's why we're talking about it today, because that's what they told me in HR.
Is that right?
I had to give fair warning.
Is that it? Right.
Yes. I had to give the annoying coworkers a chance to know why they were being slapped.
Because if you let them know it's a holiday, then it's not assault.
No.
Lawyers are shaking their heads.
Yeah,
that's not
lawyers,
true.
Why don't
that
you creep not, a little bit closer?
Okay, whoa, all right, easy.
You're on my short list too,
easy.
Fellas.
Easy, okay.
But there are rules. I mean, this isn't just a free-for-all. What are we, apes?
This isn't Nom, Smokes.
Are you kidding me? There are rules. Love the Big Lebowski reference.
Thank you.
So as much as we love National Slap Your Coworker Day, you have to keep in mind that there are still going to be some rules for these one-sided fisticuffs. The rules dictate that you can only slap one person each hour.
Oh.
But you can slap them once for each offense. Now, if your supervisor tries to intervene, you can slap him or her too.
Oh, whoa.
Just bear in mind, there might be some consequences.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair.
To be fair.
There might be some consequences for slapping your coworker as well. I think we need to bring that up.
I think it would be totally worth it.
You do now?
I've already warned Hot Tub Brian. I saw him this morning. I was like, guess what day it is with the hand up.
Yeah. You're coming for him?
Oh, man. I got a top three.
Top three?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hot Tub Brian.
Yeah.
Eric.
Okay. Wait, what? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Right. Do I need to explain?
I mean, we don't need to get into it. We don't need to talk.
AB's number two.
Okay. All right. Jeez.
And number three, Perfume Karen. But I need a substitute slapper because that's not cool. You shouldn't do that.
Oh, I see.
It has to be same sex slapping.
What is, oh my gosh.
Can I get that on a shirt? Same sex slapping?
No. No, you cannot.
Hashtag same sex slapping. I think that's only fair.
Lawyers, is it weird that I'm actually considering trying to send him home early today so that he doesn't get in trouble?
Well, you put my name on there for the coworker that you would want to slap.
Well, you said
on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
You said, who is your most annoying coworker? And I said, well, it's you. And then you put that on there. That doesn't mean I'm going to slap you. There's decorum.
Because you know better.
There is decorum. We will not be.
You didn't even make my top three.
So cocky.
We'll be celebrating all day long.
No, we will not.
At least I will be until I get sent home.
No.
And you too can celebrate on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, by tagging your most annoying coworker.
Lawyers, maybe go send the people he wants to slap home. Maybe we do that. Just send them home.
I know where they live.
Oh my gosh.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A teenager wrote a fan letter to her favorite author, and the two ended up collaborating on a novel. That really inspires me to write a fan letter to Jenna Jameson.
Okay.
Do you think she'll come out of retirement?
Okay, no. Justin Trudeau won a second term as Canada's prime minister. Some Canadians thought about voting against him, but then realized that would be impolite.
And finally, UPS is going to use drones to deliver prescriptions to CVS customers until they realize that their 30-foot long receipts were too long. We're pulling the drones out of the air.
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
How often does something happen that makes you throw up your hands and say, that's it, I need a vacation? I do it all the time.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
All the time. And apparently I'm not alone, Trevor. That according to a new survey, the average American says, I need a vacation roughly 3 times a week.
3 times a week?
I need a vacation.
I also picture it with like papers. Like you throw papers up in the air, like with an exacerbated, oof, I need a vacation.
I need a vacation.
Yeah, that's how I'm picturing it.
Because I talk about it on the show all the time, about skipping out on work. Needing a vacation.
The only time I've ever heard
time
you say
away.
It, the only time I've ever heard you say it is when you were napping at your desk and I tried to wake you up to do some work and then you rolled over basically saying, I need a vacation.
Because I do. I desperately do. So, and here are the top things that cause us to say, I need a vacation. Number 9, getting into an argument with a coworker. Happened yesterday.
With Hot Tub Brian and...
And yeah, slap your annoying coworker.
Slap your annoying coworker day.
Yeah, the annoying coworkers don't appreciate being slapped.
Yeah, I tried to tell you that.
It happened anyways.
Okay.
Number 5, sleeping through your alarm.
Oh, yeah. That's
I wish I
hard.
Did that more.
What?
But I have too much responsibility. I have too much pride in the work that I do to purposely sleep through my alarm more.
Yeah.
Because if you sleep through your alarm, you're doing it on purpose. Don't lie to yourself. Number 4 is a bad commute. That I do not have.
Yeah, we're very lucky in that. But I could see that, though. I mean, a bad commute, like, I've had to drive, like, over 30 minutes before to get to work, and you feel like your day is just that much more gone by the time you're done with everything.
These are the top 5 reasons we throw our hands in the air and say, I need a vacation 3 times a week. Number 3, parenting or family stress. Ugh, don't even get me started.
Okay, whoa. Wait.
Of all the parenting I have to do other people's kids in public?
That's not your responsibility.
Just surrounded by bad parents, man.
Okay. Just walk away.
With your kids.
Okay. Oh, my God.
It's exhausting. I need a vacation.
Oh, don't. Come on.
Number 2, feeling tired. Well, God, that's number 2. I need a vacation every day, not 3 times a week.
But I think it's the really feeling tired, not just your kind of tired. It's
I'm
like you're
tired.
Working too hard and you're tired.
Yawn.
Okay. All right.
And the number 1 reason we throw our hands in the air and just want to give up and say, I need a vacation, stress at work, also known as Trevor.
Well, I mean, that was
you cause all the stress.
What? I keep this show running. That's all I do. I just keep the show running.
Because if it weren't for you, we'd just be kind of going by and beep, 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 boop, sneaking out early.
Wait, no. That's what we'd be doing?
That's what we'd be doing. Bop, boop. Skibbity, bop, boop,
we'd be jazz scatting all over the place. Outstanding.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
The allow to cool for 2 to 5 minute instructions on the packaging is the nicest way of saying, hey, idiot, it's hot. Don't eat it yet.
Dracula sure has some nice hair for a guy that can't see his own reflection. It's so it's brushed perfectly.
Really perfect. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
How do you die in a horror movie? Wrong answers only. I said sleep apnea. You forgot to bring your machine. You're in the cabin in the woods, and then you die choking on your own snores.
Oh my God.
Before the killer even arrives to the cabin.
That shouldn't be funny, but that is funny.
Trevor, how do you die in a horror movie? Wrong answer only.
Peanut allergy. But you're not allergic to peanuts.
Dun, 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 dun. Now, that's an M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong twist.
Ooh, spooky.
How do you die in a horror movie? Wrong answers only. Paul says food poisoning.
Oh, my God. No.
Wouldn't that be the worst?
Please.
You're just on the toilet with a trash can in front of you, firing out of both ends.
Please let that be an off-screen death.
The killer is just sluicing everyone else in the cabin, and then you just die on the can.
Somebody come onto screen to say that guy died in the bathroom from food poisoning. Please don't show any of it. Oh, my gosh.
We got a text saying, you survive everything, and you're on your plane home, and Y2K happens.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Y2K, what a random reference.
But nothing really happened during Y2K, so then...
But it was supposed to.
It was supposed to, right.
Just imagine if it did.
What if you were the one guy affected by Y2K?
Oh,
that would have been awful.
Man.
Everybody else is fine. Everybody else got the patch in time, but you didn't.
How do you die in a horror movie? Wrong answers only. We got another text at 1-800-455-1967 saying dog allergies in a werewolf movie.
Oh. That's a good one.
You could do that with a lot of them. Like garlic. I'm allergic to garlic in a vampire movie.
Right, sure,
you don't
sure.
know it until you're going up against Dracula and you pull out the garlic and
yes.
you both start breathing heavy and then you both just die next to each other.
Why did Tim die? What happened to Tim? I get Dracula, but why Tim? He's allergic to garlic. Oh, my God.
Or an infected splinter from the wooden stake. How lame is that?
You kill the vampire.
Dracula.
Yes.
And then you get a splinter from the wooden stake, and it becomes septic, and you die on your way home from Transylvania.
Is that what happened to Van Helsing? We don't hear about Van Helsing anymore.
Yeah, what happened to his bloodline?
Yeah. 1-800-455-1967. Wrong answers only. How do you die in a horror movie?
Spontaneously combust from holding your fortune.
So the killer doesn't know where you're at. You don't want to give it away.
Yeah, but you get the nervous farts and you hold him in so he doesn't find you. And then you spontaneously combust.
That's
relatable.
You don't get the nervous toots?
Yeah, you don't get bubbly guts when you get a little nervous?
Not when I'm nervous.
A 7-foot dude with a mask with a giant butcher knife slowly walking around your cabin? Yeah, I think I might have a little tooty toot.
Oh, that would be awful.
And then you try to hold it in and just gas builds up, and then boom, you just go out like one giant whoopee cushion. That would be brutal.
Like one giant whoopee cushion.
How do you die in a horror movie? Wrong answers only. Continue the conversation on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Outstanding.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A Florida man was arrested for sexually assaulting two large stuffed animals at Target. And that's what you get, Target customers, for thinking you're so much better than us Walmart folks.
Okay, all right. 13% of Americans believe in vampires, according to a new survey. Or to put it a different way, 13% of Americans have actually seen an IRS agent.
And finally, a Pennsylvania man tried to buy an iPhone with a $1 million bill. You know, when I want to scam a cashier, I usually just use one of my actual checks.
Okay, that's...
Because there's not any money in the account.
Goodness.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
We do have to give a shout out to the listener. I just didn't get her name last night at
either.
The charity event, so we're so sorry. She was sitting between Trevor and I at the event, and she came up with this.
Yes.
And it's a great idea. Reasons to have a fundraiser, wrong answers only. I do enjoy how much Wrong Answers Only has taken off. People love doing this, and I enjoy it so much. So reasons to have a fundraiser, Wrong Answers Only. I said DBA, Dairy Butt Awareness.
No. That's...
Trevor took it literally and said personal vacations, because it actually happens. Just get on Instagram for more than 3 minutes.
It's ridiculous.
We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-455-1967.
Okay, SimQ.
How about a GoFundMe page to bring back that 14-foot John boat?
Okay.
I'm already working on it.
Well, actually, this is great. Wrong answers only. 14-foot John boat. Yes. I'm on board for that. Correct.
What
well
about
done.
Just a fundraiser for 14-foot John boats for all? We just want to make sure every single person has a 14-foot John boat.
John boat in every pond.
Everyone needs one. That's our mission. John boats for all.
Okay. Reasons to have a fundraiser. Wrong answers only. KCMQ.
Your stepmother's boob job.
Okay. All right. That's... Wow. Wow.
What?
Your stepmother's boob job.
Who am I to judge? Maybe she needs it.
Okay. That's... No. No.
What about... Fundraiser. Reasons for a fundraiser. Wrong answers only. The SSWT.
The what?
SSWT.
Don't
support
do
strippers with tips.
Okay. All right. That's...
It makes it sound so much fancier when you just break
you
it down.
The acronym. Yeah.
I'm breaking it down. I need to raise money for the SSWT. Oh, no. Yeah. Well, how much do you need? Whatever you got, baby.
But it needs to be in singles.
Yeah. Collecting dollar bills one at a time. Reasons to have a fundraiser. Gosh. Wrong answers only. You know what the number one leading answer is?
What's that?
Drugs.
Okay. All right. Well, yes. I mean, right? That is a wrong answer for a fundraiser supporting someone's drug addiction. Yes.
Could you imagine? You would think if you someone set up a fundraiser for addiction, you would think, oh, yeah, we need to help those that are addicted. And you show up and it's just drugs. And we're like, nope. We're not helping with it.
We're not helping you get off of it. They're addicted and we're helping them.
You misunderstood. This is just a drugs fundraiser.
Okay. 1-800-455-1967.
That's a party I'd go to.
No.
Allegedly.
Call or text. You can also let us know on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. And any complaints after this break, you can please send them to shags@zrgmail.com. That is shags@zrgmail.com.
And any invites.
Okay. No.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
There is not going to be a full moon on Halloween, so you could wear your normal clothes and be an accurate werewolf cosplay.
Fishing lure companies are fishing for fishermen.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
I suppose there are some people that enjoy raking leaves. Those people are dummies.
Oh my gosh. All right.
I would never trust them. I'd never turn my back on them. I never trust them.
Wow.
How often do you hear someone go, you know what I really enjoy to do on a Saturday? Rake leaves.
Yeah, I haven't met many, if any, but I don't know. Maybe just being outside and having a relaxing, mundane task could be relaxing.
And maybe you're doing it so your kids can jump into the piles and have fun. Ooh, look at us. It's fall. Whatever.
Okay.
But it's still work, man. And there's an easier way, a better way for the planet to deal with your leaves than raking them up, bagging them, burning them, or taking them to the local dump.
Yeah.
That's mowing them.
Mowing them.
Oh, yeah. Popular Science came out saying it's better to hit all those dead leaves with your lawnmower a few times. The idea is basically just turn it into mulch.
Okay.
Then over the winter, those tiny microbes eat the carbon and create nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus and sulfur, which are all good for your grass. The technical term for it is mineralization.
Well, I'd definitely rather just mow over leaves than to actually rake them.
Are you kidding me?
That'd be a lot easier.
Now, you might have to mow over them more than once to real chop them up. You don't want big leaves. You want them mulched up. But if you do, you'll end up with a thicker, healthier lawn in the spring. You'll be the envy of your cul-de-sac, and you didn't have to rake one leaf.
I've heard, too, that leaving the leaves, just leaving them where they lie, can be very good for the ecosystem in your area, that because it provides cover and provides shelter for a lot of the animals and critters.
No, that's definitely true, but it's a little more difficult for places like us out here in the Midwest where we get a lot of snow, because if it gets compacted against the grass with a bunch of snow, it just kills those spots of your grass.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
That mulching it up is not a problem at all. That we just want to do it before the ground gets covered with snow, because you don't want it wet. You want it all mulched up and ready to roll. But man, are you kidding me? An excuse to one, not rake, and then two, to get on the riding lawnmower and drink some beers while you're going full blast up and down your lawn?
Hang on. I don't know if that's necessarily lawyers. I'm sure that's not okay.
Unless you got to do it multiple times. So why would you take it, go boom, 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 just zinging back and forth? Popping wheelies, having a good old time out there.
I don't think that would be recommended. Popping wheelies on a lawnmower and drinking beer, like let's keep it in line here.
Well, thank you, Mom, for telling me how to behave myself.
I'm just saying, it has spinning blades on it.
Even better.
No, okay, all right.
Speed it up.
No.
Crack a new one.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.